Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I just want to say to you how grateful we are that you joined us today. And we have some very exciting things about Israel.
Yes, we
do. You know, listening to the ambassador, Israel's ambassador, you know, Dermer, but understanding, you know, Israel's like the time clock. And when you're involved in blessing Israel, I don't think there's never... Other than, we got some stuff coming that's so exciting that it's a future program about
it's
Israel.
It's still about location, location, location. Listen, Israel, it's all about it.
Yes, and so we have a president and an ambassador, Nikki Haley.
Who understands that.
Who understands that, and so many understand it. Because Washington, D.C., the executive branch has struggled with that reality. It seems like the congressional...
Well, just recently, though. The struggle's only been in the previous 8 years, but since Harry Truman...
Yeah.
You go back to every president since then has really been pretty much for Israel, except for the last 8 years.
But even in that, remember, Congress invited Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in to be able to be there when the former president said we didn't want him here, basically.
Yeah.
And that speech carried us. Prime Minister Benjamin, pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife. We have some great things coming up about them, but just... Understand when things and people are standing up doing things that are of God and doing things that are good, understand that people who don't want that are going to come against
Absolutely.
Them.
Evil people with a different agenda.
Right, right. So the AIPAC is actually the American Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Say that quick five times.
I know. We just call it AIPAC, right? And it's happening right now. There's so many good things taking place. Nikki Haley spoken, Vice President spoken. The president's going to be speaking, and it's just exciting, right?
It is exciting because this is a chance that, you know, we get to stand behind our Israeli friends and brothers and our only ally in the Middle East.
Right.
And so it's exciting.
Powerful ally. And so at AIPAC right here, the Israel ambassador, Ron Dermer, is being interviewed by a journalist, Dana Wise, and she's asking some questions to him.
Yes.
And what's the first question that she's going to ask him?
Well, the first question is, how volatile is it right now in the northern part of Israel? And really, to have some context in that, I mean, Israel is not that long to begin with.
Its widest point is what? Like 70, 60 miles wide?
Yeah, if that, right.
We were able to drive from the northern part borders of Israel all the way down to Jerusalem and could have kept on driving if we wanted to.
Yeah, well, to give you some perspective, it's smaller than the state of New Jersey and a little bit smaller than the country of Ecuador. So it's pretty small.
So the northern part's real close to the southern part.
It's a stone's throw away.
Literally. So what's the question again?
Well, how volatile is the situation right now? Because you remember there was some conflict we shared here on the program.
A drone.
Yeah, a drone that he shot down. It was serious. And also, what's Israel's strategy to counter Iran's influence in Syria? Because we're seeing that more and more today.
Yes.
So watch this.
I want to start, Ambassador, with remarks that you made here in last year's policy convention. And I want to quote, you said...
I'm glad people were paying attention to what I said at AIPAC.
The worst outcome that could emerge from the horrific carnage in Syria would be to effectively cede parts of Syria to Iran and Hezbollah. Well, unfortunately, in the past year, while defeating ISIS, this is exactly what happened. And Iran is expanding in the north of Israel. We just saw last month how a hostile drone drove over from Syria to Israel. So I think we all want to hear from you two things. A, how volatile is the situation right now in the north? And B, what can you tell us about Israel's strategy to counter Iran and Syria?
Well, the situation is very volatile because Iran continues on its mission, essentially to establish permanent military bases in Syria, to establish another terror front to attack Israel from Syria, and also to build factories for precision-guided munitions in Syria and Lebanon. So they're continuing with their plans, and as committed as they are to advance those, Israel is even more committed to stopping them. And the Prime Minister has been very clear about his red lines in Syria, and unfortunately he's had to enforce those red lines repeatedly. You mentioned the drone strike, a brazen violation of Israel's sovereignty and security, where the Iranians sent a drone into our airspace. That drone was taken out We also targeted a number of Iranian and Syrian positions within Syria. And in that flare-up, you also saw the downing of an Israeli jet, which is obviously a very serious thing. So we're going to continue to enforce our red lines. And I think what's important for people to understand is we're just not going to allow Iran to advance its aims in Syria. So the more the world backs Israel's right to defend itself and to enforce those red lines, the less likely you're going to see an escalation. It's clear that the United States supports Israel's policy. It's important for other countries around the world who do not want to see an escalation and do not want to see a wider war to back Israel. And I hope they do, but we're dead serious about enforcing our red lines in Syria. And I think if people haven't understood that up until this point, they'll understand it in the future.
That's so refreshing that, you know, I love the decisiveness of Israel. And obviously,
we will not allow that to happen.
And really, it's the decisiveness of the prime minister, yes, Benjamin Netanyahu, because there was previous prime ministers that weren't as direct, and they were trying to peace, as they gave up more land, more freedom, more deaths. And everything that they tried to do, it's been actually pushed away.
Yeah.
And they've offered, I don't know how many times, to be able to be...
It's embarrassing Hamas. How many times they've offered land. Yeah. Really, it is. Yes. I mean, and they just continue to do that. I don't know of another nation on the face of this earth who is continually lives in the crosshairs of their enemies.
Right.
And so they're constantly having to deal with Iran. If it's not Iran, it's Syria. If it's not Syria, it's Lebanon. It's or Hezbollah and the Gaza Strip.
And
it's
Hamas,
a continual, yes.
You know, and so you're looking at, you know, they've offered plenty of times to be able to do this, and it's encouraging because you're seeing the people who understands when you're that small.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I was in law enforcement. The people that you had to be more concerned about
wasn't
the big guys. You know, or it was the small ones because they would fight.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one particular one where we were making this arrest in law enforcement, and the guy sat there and told one of the deputies that was with me, he says, you know, I'm going to kick you, right? And we went on arresting him, and he put the cuffs on him, all that kind of stuff. And I turned my head around to get back in my car, and all of a sudden he goes, oh! I was like, what happened? He said, he kicked me. I said, he told you he was going to kick you. Well, Hamas continually says, we will not have Israel in that land. We will push them in the sea. And they're saying that's their land, and it's not. When you think about this, we have a program coming up that's about that, you know, Cyrus, 2,500 years ago, you know, said Israel can go back to their lands. That was 2,500 years.
Rebuild the temple,
It totally rules anything Hamas would say out. And so many good things coming up. This is so important to have that kind of decisiveness over Israel, and it's good to have that over America now with our current leadership. We want to ask this question to you. You know, as our community, we want to hear from you. You know, comment below, write to us, email us. You know, what are your thoughts toward this? Let's you know, it's important no longer just to look at things anymore and just kind of be a voyeur of life, but begin to say, you know, I'm going to let my opinion be known. I want to be able to stick it out there and say that they're doing something good and they're protecting the people of Israel. I want to comment. I want Israel to see my comment, you know, below or my email or I want to write. And just, you know, it's so important to hear that. And we love hearing from you on that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.